The first word I would like to use is attack. When you're an offensive football coach, you want to try to really set precedent on a defense and attack the defense. I think it's important to be balanced to help the quarterback out in the run and the pass. Utilize different personnel groups, different formations. Sometimes we'll move in shifts, sometimes we'll be stationary. I think you need to have an ability to get to an up-tempo scheme where you're in a no-huddle package. Threatening runs, passes, all those type of different things, you have to try to keep a defense as off balance as you can. Sometimes overlooked is continuity. When you can have a system in play and you understand the roles that your players are going to be in that system and they understand the roles, I think that gives you a little bit of a jump start. So we got some work to do here installing our stuff, and look forward to it. But one of the most important things you can do as a coach is to really try to put your players in positions where they do things very, very well. And until you're out there and watching them on the practice field and seeing their dynamic skills here, or maybe they do something a little bit better differently here, I think it's your job to adjust the things that you want to do and put them in the position that you think they'll serve best in. I'm not one to just, we have one play and this is how we're going to run it. And sometimes that doesn't fit with the players that you have. You understand what I mean, Kent? So we're gonna wait and kind of evaluate and do a really thorough job of watching these guys and then being in OTAs and being in the mini camps and put together the best thing we can put together collectively.